Good morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to episode 62 of the Kitchen Stitches podcast. My name is Summer, and you can find me on Ravelry and on Instagram as Summer Yarns, which is S-O-M-E-R-Y-A-R-N-S, and on Periscope as Summer Newland, which is S-O-M-E-R-N-E-W-L-A-N-D. And while I am on Periscope, I've made one video, but I haven't actually done much else with that. And I haven't even really been watching very many lately, just I've been so busy. You'll have to excuse me this morning. I do have a little bit of a cold that I came down with yesterday, but I wanted to go ahead and get a podcast out. I wanted to make sure I got one more out before Stitches, so that is what I'm doing. It will probably be fairly quick just because I don't have a whole lot to talk about today. What will I talk about today? Knitting, of course, as it is a knitting podcast. I have a few whips, a few works in progress, some spinning events in the kitchen and on the nightstand. And I apologize if you can tell that I'm cutting in and out. I decided I'd rather cut in and out than snort on the recording. So let's talk about some works in progress. I am still working on my Hitofude, of course, which is a paid pattern by Hiroku Fukatsu. I am still working on that at work. So it's slow but steady progress. I'm using Miss Babs Katahdin in Ivies, which is a beautiful tonal green that it goes from a very deep forest green to, I guess, kind of a moss green or almost seafoam green in places, as well as just a little bit of browns. It's kind of a brownish green in places. And I am currently I am on my ninth repeat, or I can't remember now. I may have finished the ninth repeat yesterday and be starting on the 10th, but I can't remember. If not, I will finish the ninth today and start on the 10th, probably today or tomorrow. And I am really loving this project. It's really easy, and it's not mindless, but it's such an easy lace pattern that I don't really have to think about it. I have to look at the pattern once per row just to make sure I'm doing the right thing, and then just zoom, zoom, zoom. So this is a great pattern. I will reserve judgment completely until, of course, it's finished and I can tell you how it fits. But for right now, I'm very happy with this and I'm glad I chose to make it. I have also worked on my Socks on a Plane. This is a free pattern by Laura Linneman. I'm using Desert Vista Dye Works in the Zombodies Eating Candy Corn. And I am about halfway through the first foot. I haven't been working on this a whole lot. It is my take with me knitting, so it's gotten some car knitting, and that's about it. So if you're familiar with the Zombodies Eating or Zombodies ... line from Desert Vista Dye Works, it has like a zombie decay stripe and then some other stripes. So for the candy corn one, it has a purple, like a splotchy purple stripe, like a pastel purple, and then candy corn stripes. So white, then orange, then yellow, I think. It may be white, yellow, then orange. And then a green, like a very, very, very pale green decay stripe, and then the candy corn stripe again, and then the purple decay, and on and on. And this is a lot of fun. I've been in the market for candy corn yarn forever. I have some that I got from Sock Bunny a couple of years ago, which I really like those socks, but they are variegated and not striped. And then I actually dyed myself some that turned out very candy corny, but that's actually very similar to the Sock Bunny. But this one has the actual candy corn stripes. So even though it does have the zombie in there, I think that's fun though. So those are steady. The Socks on a Plane pattern, if you are not familiar with it, is just a basic vanilla sock with a really simple cable down one side. I am also working on the Gorgeous Goddess Shawl. This is a free pattern by Dawn Ryden from the Anticraft blog. Or is it a blog? I guess it's a blog. And I'm doing this in Dream and Color Smushy in Green Lantern. And I am on row 65 of 100-something, 160-something, maybe. I don't know. But I, so this pattern has kind of a mesh pattern along the edges, and then down the center of it there is this goddess, like a solid stockinette goddess portion. And I am still on the legs. So it has feet, legs, hips, then body, and then up, like, arms that are, like, stretched above your head, kind of, in the head, of course. So I'm only on the legs on that. So I've got a ways to go, but it's a very quick pattern, fairly mindless. And then I did start one new project this week. I started the Magnetite Cowl, which is a paid pattern by Lisa Mutch of Northbound Knitting. And I'm using Mrs. Crosby Carpet Bag, which is a wool merino blend. No, I'm sorry. It is a wool merino. It is merino silk blend. And the colorway is Squid Ink, which is, it's a gray with like a over dye of some pinks and kind of bluish greens and almost some black in one part that I noticed last night. And you may remember that I talked about this earlier in the summer. In June, I made the matching hat to go with this. So this is my first project for the Down Cellar Studios Pigskin Party. And it's a very, very quick pattern. I am about, there are eight total ribbing patterns of 10 rows each, and I'm almost finished with the third ribbing portion. And it is a super, super quick knit. And I'm really happy with it so far. I used up the ball that I used for the hat last night. So tonight I'll have to wind some yarn and incorporate that. I also had a little bit of a knitting attacks issue last night. I noticed that there was a drop stitch, and I was super proud of myself because I managed to go, you know, just drop down 7 stitches and pick that up and fix that. It wouldn't have been that long ago when that would have totally freaked me out, but it was no problem. So that is all my current works in progress. I don't have any finished objects this week. I'm still trying to decide what to take with me to stitches. I want something mindless, but I don't think I'll get a whole lot of knitting time. I will probably take the socks on a plane because I'm still, you know, only partially through one of those. The only problem is I'm close enough to the heel that I might have to put those down, so I'll need to make sure I bring something else too. So I'll probably bring the Magnetite cowl. The only problem with that one is, like I said, it's a super quick knit, so I can run out. On the other hand, I will be at a knitting event, so if I run out of projects, it's not like I can't get some more yarn or needles or whatever I need to cast on something else. So yeah, I think that's my plan. I think I'll do the socks on a plane and the Magnetite cowl. So spinning, I don't remember if last week, I know I had finished the gritty knits, or I was very close to finishing the gritty knits. Yeah, I think I had finished them. So that is all. That's all done. I have been working on the 100% Merino from Smoky Mountain Spinnery in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And it's in the tartan colorway, which is a very deep forest green with maybe a little bit of a teal edge to it. I bought this last summer when we were in the Smoky Mountains. And I have tried it. I've tried it on a spindle last summer, and I was just having a heck of a time with that. And then I put it aside because it wasn't doing what I wanted it to do. And then I've tried it on my wheel when I had first gotten it, and I kept snapping it. And I was spinning it too thin and too fast, and I was having a hard time with that, so I put it aside again. And now that I have been spinning for on my wheel for some, well, since February. I figured I've done some pretty good spinning, if I may say so myself. I decided to get it out and try it again, and it's fine. I'm not 100% satisfied with it, but I'm using it kind of, since it had given me such trouble, I'm kind of using it as practice. I mean, it will be pretty, but I've adjusted some things and tried different things to see what would make it easier, and I think I've finally found my groove with that, and it's going really smoothly now. I finished one bobbin and started the second one last night, and I am listening to audiobooks while I do this, which makes it so much more pleasant, and I'll talk about that in a minute when I talk about on the nightstand. So that's the only spinning I've been doing, and I won't even finish this bobbin before I leave to go to Stitches. I guess to continue my 15 minutes a day, I should probably bring my spindle with me to Stitches. But I haven't used my spindle. I think it's probably been since June, since I've actually done any spindling. Events. So I have mentioned several times that I am going to Stitches, Texas, and I will be there Friday afternoon probably through sometime Sunday, probably, Sunday morning. And I will be there with my friend Katie and hanging out with some other people that I know. And if you see me, if you see me and recognize me from Instagram, you'll know me. Feel free to come up and say hello. And if you happen to recognize my voice, come up and say hello. I've made a few magnets. I didn't do buttons, but I thought magnets were kind of cool. I did them for Kid and You, and they were okay. I realized afterwards, I got home and tried to pull them apart, and the magnets fell off, so they weren't high quality. But I've done, I did a few more this weekend using some heavier duty adhesive for the magnets. So I'll probably have 15 or so with me. I don't think I'll need that many. But if you happen to see me and you want one, just let me know, because I'm not going to make the assumption that you know who I am and know I have a podcast and that you want a magnet. I'm terrible at self-promotion. But if you ask me for one, I'd be more than happy to give you one. And if you ask me for one and I'm out of it, I'd be happy to make you one and send you one too. So I have other events coming up. I've mentioned those in the past couple of podcasts. So for this one, I think I'll just mention that, and then when I get closer to the other ones, I will mention them. So, in the kitchen, the only thing I want to talk about this time are some cookies that I made on Sunday. These were the cake batter chocolate chip cookies from Sally's Baking Addiction, and these cookies were so good, and they're really pretty easy. I am not the biggest fan of making cookies. I like bar cookies and cakes and things like that that are one step. Well, not one step, but you mix them up and you pour them in a pan and you're done. The tedium of dropping the cookies or rolling them into balls is just almost unbearable for me. I guess it's an ADD thing. But I've been working my way through this cookbook, and that's what the recipe that I wanted to do was for this weekend. And I'm really glad I did. So these cookies, you start out with flour and then a cake mix. So you can use a yellow cake mix or a white cake mix. You sift the flour, the cake mix, and some baking soda together. And then, just typical regular cookie dough batter for the rest. Sugar, butter, vanilla, eggs. I think it's just one egg. And you mix it all together, and then you add into that white chocolate chips, regular chocolate chips, semi-sweet chocolate chips, and sprinkles. Sprinkles, yes. They are sprinkly cookies. And then you refrigerate them for about a couple of hours, and then you roll them into balls and bake them. And the dough turns out super crumbly, which was really weird. You have to kind of just grab it and then roll it together and hope it sticks together. It does stick. If you roll it together, it sticks. But otherwise, it's like kind of like picking up very crumbly sand. I apologize. Sorry. Whew, sorry about that. A little bit of a coughing fit there. Okay. So, anyway, you roll them into balls and you bake them. And you actually roll the balls a little taller than wide. And they make, they're kind of, like the cookies are a little airy. I don't know how to explain. I guess it's, you know, the baking soda and then there's like kind of little pockets of air. And they're kind of, they're crunchy and crumbly at the same time. And they are really, really good. I will look and see if there is a link to the pattern, I mean, not the pattern, the recipe online. Generally, the ones that are in her book are not online. But I know that she has said before that they were the most, I think maybe the most requested from her blog. So maybe they are. If they are, I will link to them. But highly recommend those cookies if you have access to the recipe. On the nightstand. So last week I was reading Bone Gap by Laura Ruby. And if you want to hear the summary of that, you can go back and listen to a previous episode or check it out on Amazon or Goodreads or one of those places. I finished that early last week and I really, really liked this book. It was very much realistic fiction to a point, and then there was kind of this fantasy, magical realism element to it. And it was very readable. I really liked the writing. I really liked all of the characters. And I highly recommend that one. I also finished The Translator by Nina Schuler. I mentioned that I was listening to that one while I was spinning. And this one, maybe I would have liked it better had I read it. I liked listening to it. The narration was very good. But it just, I found the ending unsatisfying without any spoilers. Even though I knew that the end was coming up because I was listening to it and I could see that I was almost at the end of the book. When it ended, I was just like, that's it? Really? So, I'm not sure what I think about that one. I gave it 3 stars on Goodreads. I probably would have given it 4 had the ending been more satisfying to me. But that one, read the summary, read the reviews if you want, and, you know, make the decision for yourself. I can't give it a full recommendation. I am currently reading The Children Act by Ian McEwan, so let me read the summary for this one. Fiona May is a high court judge in London, presiding over cases in family court. She is fiercely intelligent, well-respected, and deeply immersed in the nuances of her particular field of law. Often the outcome of a case seems simple from the outside, the course of action to ensure a child's welfare obvious. But the law requires more rigor than mere pragmatism, and Fiona is expert in considering the sensitivities of culture and religion when handing down her verdicts. But Fiona's professional success belies domestic strife. Her husband, Jack, asks her to consider an open marriage and, after an argument, moves out of their house. His departure leaves her adrift, wondering whether it was not love she had lost so much as a modern form of respectability, whether it was not contempt and ostracism she really fears. She decides to throw herself into her work, especially a complex case involving a 17-year-old boy whose parents will not permit a life-saving blood transfusion because it conflicts with their beliefs as Jehovah's Witnesses. But Jack doesn't leave her thoughts, and the pressure to resolve the case, as well as her crumbling marriage, tests Fiona in ways that will keep readers thoroughly enthralled until the last stunning page. This one is not a very long book. It's only maybe 250, 260 pages long. And the first third of it really dragged for me. I was ready to give it up yesterday morning. I was riding on the bus and I was at the point of, you know, turning off my iPad and just stopping reading. I just was not interested. But then it got into the part with the 17-year-old boy and the blood transfusion, and it got really interesting. So it does pick up, and I find it fascinating. And now I'm invested, and I want to know what happens. And I'm about 40% through. So I will go ahead and finish this one. And next week, I will give you a better impression of the book as a whole. So that is everything that I'm reading. It's everything that I'm knitting and baking and upcoming stuff. And this is a really short podcast. Like I said, I expected that it would be a little shorter than normal. So I'm going to go ahead and end it. If you are going to Stitches, again, as I mentioned, please say hello if you see me. And for those of you that I know I will see, I can't wait to see y'all this weekend and hang out. And I will talk to you, the rest of you, on Monday when I can give you a summary, or not a summary, but I can recap my Stitches experience. Have a great week, y'all.